Numbers after one with Warsaw leading 18-16 over Merrillville. The Pirates were 6 of 13 for the field, 1 of 3 at the arc, 3 of 3 at the line. Warsaw 6 of 14 for the field, 4 of 11 from three-point range, 2 of 2 at the line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 9-7. But the Pirates had 5 turnovers and Warsaw finished the quarter with 6. And it's Merrillville ball to start the second, working toward the far end, the south end of the gymnasium. McFadden out there with Jenkins, Roche, along with Edwards and Wells. Now there's Wells with it right corner, firing for three, air ball, tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Tigers. Edwards got a hand on it. Bricker kind of nudged her a little, and that knocked the ball out of her hands and off the end line. Warsaw will bring it back down, and the Pirates will be waiting for them at midcourt. They have Wells guarding Bricker. They're trying to make Jocelyn make mistakes. Joss dribbles toward the block, then brings it back out. Now Joss has got it back from Neely for three, and it's good. She had 20 earlier today. Those are her first points of this game. Warsaw leads 21-16. Skip pass across Jenkins, down to Wells in the corner. She'll shoot a three on the way, and it's good. Two threes for Wells. She had 20 earlier today. Neely the other way, up the baseline, shoots it up on the run, and scores. Neely with her first two, and it's 23-19. A minute into quarter three, there's a ball, or quarter two, there's a ball tipped. Bricker with a steal. Bricker across the line, pressured by Edwards. Trying to get around her, back to Winchester, a head fake, and flips it back underhand to Bricker. Bricker takes it right, gives to Winchester. Winchester, now to Neely. Neely, one hands it to Chastain. Bricker on the right. Thought about the three, but Edwards is right there to pressure. Now Bricker brings it out and will hand off to Zartman on the weave. The alley-oop lob underneath. Winchester makes the catch and scores. We don't see that play very often anymore, but there was no help side, and Zartman with a beautiful 25-foot pass over the top to Winchester, who puts the biscuit in the basket, and it's 25-19 with 6:20 to go in the half. Roche for three, no good. Winchester the rebound. Long pass ahead, Chastain. Throws it into a cutting Neely, and a foul is going to be called against the Lady Pirates. I think Edwards. It is. Michaela with her first foul. First foul of the second quarter. Again, the fouls reset at the quarters, so we go back to 0-0. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw. Bricker will throw it in. And they get it to Winchester in the corner. She fakes the handoff. Now draws a double team, and Bricker's got it on the far sideline. Pressure by Wells. Got away from her. Drives in and scores. She made a living on that kind of move earlier today. She's got 5 in the quarter and in the game, 27-19. Warsaw back up by 8. Roche out between the circles. Back to the right, Jenkins for a 25-footer. No good. Rebound tipped, and Winchester's got another one. Bricker in transition. Long pass down court, tipped out of bounds. And frankly, that was the best outcome Warsaw was going to get because Jenkins had that covered. Bricker to throw it in, baseline right, on the court down on our end. Bricker to throw it in, looking, bounces in for Winchester, hands back to Bricker. Bricker out at the top for Zartman. Zartman backdoor cut for Bricker, a floater in the lane is good again. Joss with 7 points in the quarter, and Warsaw's lead is 10 at 29-19 with 5.5 minutes left to play in quarter two. Wells against the 1-3-1 zone. Down to the baseline for Davis, back out to Roche, across to Jenkins, now to Wells. She'll force up a three, and it's good. She didn't have a three-pointer in their first two games, had one earlier today, and now has 3 in the first half of this game. Zartman off a screen for three, rimming no. Rebound grabbed by Jenkins, knocked away, picked it back up. It's a three-on-one at the other end. Roche down in deep, a layup is good by Williams. Her first two, 29-24. Bricker in transition, coming to the near end. Stops. Hands off to Neely. Down in deep, Winchester. Oh, she got hammered from behind. No foul called. Jenkins the other way. Runs into Zartman. And they're going to count the basket. And a foul called against Zartman, who was clearly down there in time. And Lenny Krebs would like a word. He'd actually like several words. Jenkins scores. She has seven. The foul on Zartman is number two. And Lenny Krebs is still giving it to the official on the far side. He didn't like the explanation that he got. Jenkins to complete the three-point play. Missed it. Rebound grabbed by Chastain for the Lady Tigers. Up ahead for Neely. Neely on the baseline. Double teamed. Skipped it out to Chastain. Right corner Winchester. 4-3. Good. Right in front of her big brother, Russ, who is here home from college. She's in double figures again for the fifth straight time. Timeout, Lady Tigers. It's a full timeout for Warsaw with 4:24 left to play here in the second. Warsaw 32, Maryville 26. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Steve Scott back at the station. Jay Anderson and Austin Elder doing our stats. Yeah, that Austin Elder from the football season. We recruited him for the weekend. By all accounts, he's doing very well. It's really good to see him. 32-26 Warsaw. 4:24 left to play first half. Maryville will play it in on the baseline. Lenny Krebs took that timeout. And it looks like they are going with full court man-to-man pressure this trip. Wells in the backcourt, one-on-one against Alexis Neely. Wells on the far side of center, up the sideline. Goes behind her back to get it into the front court. Now to McSpadden in the center circle. McSpadden dribbles right, throws it to Edwards, back to McSpadden. Back to Edwards on the right against Bricker. Back out top to McSpadden, about a step away from the midcourt line. Dribbles left to the elbow, hit the brakes and traveled. She has a braced left knee. She injured that knee, but she tweaked that knee earlier in the game against Northridge today, and it kind of gave out on her right there, and Warsaw will gladly take it at the midpoint of quarter two, leading 32-26. Bricker on the handoff to Chastain on the far side, reverses and throws it back to Winchester off a screen for three. That's no good. Bricker the rebound. Bricker will take it out to the corner. Trap there. Winchester wide open, 22-footer. Bingo! 13 in the first half for Winchester. Her second three of the quarter, 35-26. Warsaw up by nine again. Wells across the line. Kelly Kratz and her team run the offense. We're set up, go. Wells back across to McSpadden. Drives the elbow. Forced up a tough one that's way wide left. Rebound to Winchester. Bricker up the far sidelines. Drives in the corner. Neely fakes the three, runs the baseline, lost the ball. It comes all the way out to Zartman. And 3 seconds is called. Winchester is called for 3 seconds. So with 3:03 left in the half, it's out of bounds to the Pirates. McSpadden comes out. She doesn't come out very often. Davis back in. This is about as big a lineup as Kelly Kratz can put out on the court. They lob back door and it's over everyone's head and out of bounds. Jenkins was going to fake the pass to the left wing and then lob it under the basket to Williams. Williams didn't realize it until the ball was about halfway there. And by then it was too late to react to it. Warsaw's got the ball back, trying to push the lead back above double digits. Winchester on the weave to Zartman. Back door cut, too far for Bricker, and she got knocked over, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Maryville. Again, heavy contact there as Bricker caught the ball. No whistle until the ball went out of bounds. Jenkins, left side to Wells, 30 feet out. To the top for Edwards, back to the right. Jenkins giving room, shoots from there and hits from there. The freshman with double figures. She's got 10. Bricker the other way, hits the brakes back to Winchester. Back to Bricker, left wing. Looking for cutters, nobody is open. So Bricker drives in, dumps it inside, tipped away and taken away. Wells races up the far side, 35-29. Maryville down by six. They've got the ball as we approach and pass 2 minutes left in the first half. Jenkins down to the baseline, wide open for an easy two. Naisha Davis has four. The backside of that zone was exposed. It's 35-31 with 1:48 left. Bricker to the line. Now to Neely. Neely got bumped. Got away from Jenkins. Drives in for a 15-footer and got it. Alexis now with a couple buckets. She's got 4 points. That's 37-31. Off the top, here's Edwards in the center circle against Zartman. Back to left for Jenkins. Down to the baseline, caught there by Davis. Davis makes a move into Neely, can't shoot it. Out top, wide open, Williams for three. Oh, she banked it in. She's got 5 points, 37-34. Warsaw by three. Bricker spins in the lane, up and under move, and she scores. Joss has null 9 of her points in the second quarter. And Warsaw leads by 5 with 55 seconds left to play before halftime. And these two teams need halftime to come. They are running out of gas. Wells, pressured by Chastain. Now picked up on a switch and hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins off a screen. Warsaw will switch that. They lob it out to Davis. Davis doesn't want it there. Gives it back to Jenkins with 31 seconds. Off a high screen. Jenkins guarded by Winchester. Trying to hand it off to Wells. She'll drive in the lane and shoot it and bank it in. These are two teams that are executing at an incredibly high rate. 17 seconds left. Warsaw with the ball and the possession arrow leading 39-36. 10 seconds left. They clear out the right. Bricker starts in, kicks it out, and Zartman went down in a heap. Zartman got hit right in the face with an elbow. She ran through the lane, and one of the Merrillville players decked her. Now remember, she fell on that elbow earlier today, and she immediately grabbed that elbow again. Warsaw will have the ball with 5.1 seconds left in the half. Zartman laying on her back. She was in tears, now just breathing heavy. The athletic trainer from Merrillville has been a very, very busy lady today. Even though Warsaw's trainer, Cassie Ehrman, is here, Merrillville offered to lend assistance to anyone who needed it, and she was very quickly out there. Brooke is now sitting up. And they're going to help her to her feet. Zartman is up and walking off under her own power. Kelsey Wren will come to the scorer's table. Warsaw with a chance for 2-for-1 here, leading 39-36 with 5 seconds left in the half. And Warsaw will play it in right near the scorer's table. Bricker will throw it in. Wren is right in front of her. Bricker looking. Looking, gets it to Neely, right back to Bricker. Jocelyn got knocked over, the ball is loose. It's picked up, they're going to flip it down the court, and the shot will be put up and in, but it will not count. It came after the buzzer. 39-36, Warsaw. Do yourself a favor, just take a couple minutes and take a break. And we'll come back in 90 seconds with the first half scoring on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Pirates Cove in Merrillville. Warsaw 39, Merrillville 36. First half scoring, first of all for the Lady Pirates. Viv McSpadden, 4 points all in the first quarter. Melanie Williams, 5 points all in the second quarter. Naisha Davis, 4 points. Kylie Wells, 3 three-pointers. She has 9 points. And the leader is Malinka Jenkins, who had 6 points earlier today and had 12 in our first half tonight. For Warsaw, Brooke Zartman and Brooke Winchester are the two leaders. They each have 13 points. Alexis Neely's got 4. Joss Bricker with 9 all in the second quarter. And that's it for the Lady Tigers. They had 4 players score, and it added up to 39 first-half points. Warsaw led it after 1-18-16. They outscored Merrillville 21-20 in the second to lead 39-36. But on several occasions, they had 9 and 10-point leads in that first half, and Merrillville was able to fight back, in large part because of their 3-point shooting. Earlier, we were tied once. That was at 9. Warsaw has led from the beginning. Earlier today, in the other scores in this tournament, Northridge beat Merrillville 56-52, Warsaw beat Crown Point 65-44, Northridge beat Crown Point right before this game 64-30. The Warsaw JV won twice today, 52-34 and 57-15 over Crown Point and Merrillville respectively, and so they come out of this tournament with a 4-1 mark. Again, at halftime of the varsity game, 39-36, Lady Tigers. We'll give you the first half stats after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at the Pirates Cove in Merrillville, 39-36, Lady Tigers with the lead over the homestanding Lady Pirates. It's time for the first half stats. Those are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Merrillville shot 14 of 25 for the field. That's 56%. 5 of 10 for three-point range, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Warsaw, better. 15 of 25 from the field, that's 60%. 7 of 16 from three-point range, and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 14 to 8. The Lady Tigers with 4 offensive rebounds in the first half. But on the downside, turnovers. Warsaw with 11 first-half turnovers. Merrillville was charged with 8. Individually for the Lady Tigers, Brooke Zartman, 4 of 6, all three-pointers in the first half. She made her free throw. She has 13 points. She also has 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Alexis Neely, 2 out of 5. The 3 misses were from beyond the arc. Jocelyn Bricker, 4 of 5, 1 of 2 from outside the arc, and had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. And Brooke Winchester with another good shooting performance in the first half, 5 of 9 for the field, 2 of 5 from the arc, and 1 of 1 at the free throw line. And yes, she is really close to another double-double. She has 8 rebounds through the first two quarters. She has 1 assist as well. Again, the Lady Tigers just turned the ball over too many times, and Merrillville was able to cash those in for three-point baskets. And that's the difference between when Warsaw was winning by 9 and they're now leading by 3, and we saw those swings happen on a regular basis, especially in that second quarter. That happened when Warsaw turned the ball over, because as you saw in the numbers, when Warsaw shoots it, they've been making it a lot, to the tune of 60% in the first half. Again, the first half stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. 39-36 Lady Tigers. We start the third with Warsaw in possession after these messages on News Now Warsaw.